Hi, once again, Pat Powers here talking with more of our candidates as we prepare for a big election coming up next Tuesday on the 2nd of June. It's my pleasure speaking with Bo Claver, who's one of the Republican candidates for the Iowa House in District 55. And Bo, very good day to you, sir.
Thanks. Thanks, Pat. Thanks for having me on as well. I'm excited to be on the radio with you this morning.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. So you've been busy the last few weeks. We got an election coming up next Tuesday on the 2nd of June. And let's find out more about the Bo Claver story as you're running for the Iowa House.
Yeah, so my story starts. I grew up in Camerar here in Hamilton County. I attended Northeast Hamilton Elementary School, and then I graduated from Webster City High School. Growing up on our farm, I grew a deep passion and love for agriculture. That led me to Iowa State University, where I received an agricultural studies degree. While at Iowa State University, I was involved in many different organizations, in several philanthropic organizations. That's really where my giving back started to come from. And growing up on our family farm, I have now started to farm as well with my father, and very passionate about getting the next generation of Iowans and young farmers started in agriculture and staying in our rural communities as well. I started a precision agriculture drone spraying business called BK Air. I've actually advertised a couple times on the radio station. If you've tuned in to any Webster City Athletics, hopefully you've heard my advertisements during the last 2 years. This business, I've built it from the ground up myself and been able to hire employees and manage my team. Really have enjoyed every aspect of running a rural business and a small business right here in our rural communities.
And you participated in this year's Iowa State Legislature too. Weren't you a page, I believe, there?
I was a clerk, yes. Clerk. Yep, I was a clerk. The pages are for the high schoolers, and then the clerks are the assistants to the... I worked in the Senate, so I was an assistant to a senator. Mm-hmm. And I was able to learn the legislative process. It's a very extensive one. It takes a lot of working with other legislators to pass good legislation. And being able to be at the Capitol, learn that, and gain that firsthand experience while being down there has truly prepared me for this run for candidacy. And it also grew my interest as well. I already had an interest in all of this area, and then it really grew my interest while working down at the Capitol.
Which leads me to this there, Bo. Why are you running for the Iowa House next Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm running for the Iowa House for several reasons. It's the first thing is that we need young individuals staying in our rural communities. I'm very passionate about this. As people my age, we've seen younger individuals go to school here, maybe go off to college and not return to our rural areas in Hamilton County. And that's why our population has not been able to increase. We've been fairly stagnant over the last several decades, actually. When we are able to retain our talented young individuals, we're able to grow our rural economies and support families and support the future generations of Iowa. I'm also running because it is another thing for our district is agriculture. Almost 50% of the jobs in this district alone are related to agriculture. I would love to be a strong voice for agriculture down at the state capitol. I'm very passionate about agriculture, growing up on a farm, farming myself, and believe it is vital for the future of Iowa that we have a strong agriculture industry.
I presume you've been active in FFA and 4-H, I guess. I'm presuming anyway there, Bo?
Yes, I was. I was active in our FFA chapter here in Webster City High School. I served on the leadership team, and then I was also very, very involved in our 4-H club. I was president, vice president, treasurer, about every position that you could hold in our 4-H club.
One of the first questions, we'll talk more about agriculture, but let's talk about some of the key issues that were featured in this year's legislative race. Of course, the legislature, the big thing was on property taxes. What's your thought about that?
Yeah, this is one thing that I have saw personally working on there, and while I've really been out campaigning. I've talked to so many individuals that in our rural areas and in our towns, they're getting our individuals that are living on a fixed income are becoming taxed out of their own home. I mean by this, they say that they are not going to be able to continue to afford in the house that they built, that they grew their family in and they raised their family and are very passionate about. They're not going to be able to continue to be living there. And this is a huge problem for the state of Iowa. The state legislature, this last legislative session has passed a bill and the governor signed it this week to help to alleviate some of the burden. It is important that we continue to hear your concerns as the constituents, and I would love to take your concerns down to the Capitol and represent you in the best way possible. The property tax issue is one that needs to continue to be addressed. I'm sure there will be more legislation that will be continued to be passed in years to come. And I would love to work with other legislators and listen to the constituents as your concerns down at the Capitol.
And Governor Kim Reynolds just signed that bill into law, which was certainly big news during the 2026 legislative session that wrapped up.
Correct. Yes. Month. Yes, she did. Yep. And that I'm optimistic about that. We'll see what the future holds for that. But I'm very optimistic that this will hopefully alleviate some of the burden that and the issues that I have heard from the constituents while I have been out and about campaigning.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that takes effect on July 1st of next year, that bill regarding property tax for the state. Again, we're talking with Bo Claver, one of the two candidates running for the Iowa House in District 55 in the election coming up next Tuesday, the 2nd of June. Bo, let's talk about the issue of trying to attract people to our area. That was a question raised during the forum back this week in Webster City, or actually last week, regarding how we can get people to our House district, have them live here, start a family, and remove this brain drain that we're seeing in the state of Iowa.
To start with, it starts with the sense of community and culture, in my opinion. I'm very proud of the Webster City Chamber of Commerce as they have started, they're building up a group of individuals and businesses that are very passionate about rural Iowa and Webster City. This is what these are the stepping stones that we need to continue to take. We need to bring back more of a sense of community. We've seen in the last decades, people don't know their neighbors they live with. When you know your neighbors, mm-hmm. you have a sense of community. This is very important that we bring this back. And then to go along with that, we need to have good jobs for our individuals here right within the district. That is how we bring back the sense of community. That's how we retain our talented young individuals in our rural areas as well.
Mm-hmm. Your father's in education. He's on the Webster City Community School Board. That, too, is a big issue, too, with education, about how we can maintain these schools and so forth.
Yes, correct. My father is on the Webster City School Board. He is very passionate about education. That is what led him to run for the position. It is important that we continue to support our public schools. And I support all forms of schooling. I think it's important that everyone receives an academic excellence and prepare them for their next chapter of their life after graduation and after they're 18 years old and they graduate high school as well.
All right. Now let's also talk about another issue that's kind of dear to you, and that has to do about pro-life there, that both of you and your opponent addressed during the forum this week in Webster City about pro-life.
Yes. I was raised in a Christian household. I am a proud member of the Community Church of Camerar. Growing up in a Christian household and creating my own beliefs in my family, I truly believe that it is important that we protect the unborn and protect everyone. Every life should be valued, and I'm very pro-life.
Mm-hmm. What else have you heard from the voters in this district there, Bo, coming up with the election, that are issues that are important to them? Of course, we talked about agriculture. We talked about education, economic development, how to keep young people here, and of course we talked about pro-life issues.
Yeah, another important issue that I have heard and we've continued to see is creating local healthy food options as well. When we are supporting local and buying our food locally, that is helping our local economy. There's programs, and I'd love to continue to expand these programs of healthy food, and we've seen this in the Make America Healthy Again Act mm-hmm. at the federal level, and we are continuing to see this in the state of Iowa. When Iowa has an issue of there's an increasing cancer rate, we need to continue to support healthy food options as well. When we have a good lifestyle and a good diet, this is very important, and we need to continue to support local, support healthy food options as well. And this will hopefully help with some of the issues that we are seeing as a state.
And we just had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. appear in in Des Moines just the other day, focusing on this very key issue as he met with Governor Reynolds.
Yes, correct. I saw that. I was not down at the Capitol
right
at that time. But yes, I did see that. And that's great that this is being discussed. It's very important. It's very important to myself, and it's very important to our everyone in it. And everyone should thoroughly care about the food that they eat and about what they're putting into their body as their source of fuel.
And water, too, is also a big issue, too, trying to make that all clear and clean.
Yes, it is. And the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy has been enacted by the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. I believe that we should be implementing buffer zones. I talked about this the other night at around Ames at the Iowa State University. They implemented a buffer zone and buffer area. They removed 100% of the nitrates from the water. This is tremendous. We need to continue to expand research and access to these regions to support our farmers and support our water quality.
Mm-hmm. So we've covered a lot of ground in the last few minutes. Have we missed anything else there, Bo?
I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. As we're almost running out of time, tell people why people should vote for you coming up on Tuesday next, June 2nd.
We need someone who's going to listen to your concerns, take them down to the Capitol, and represent you in the best way possible. Someone who has agriculture experience, which is a large part of our rural area. Someone who thoroughly cares about rural Iowa, grew up right here in rural Iowa, and has some business experience to represent you in the best way possible. When we are supporting our local economies and local districts and are keeping next generation violence, that is how we're going to be able to grow the future of our state, the future of our district. And I would be honored to earn your support and your vote in the June 2nd Republican primary.
Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Coming up on Tuesday, June 2nd. And they can also vote at the Hamilton County Courthouse until next Tuesday, I believe. And then polls will be open everywhere in the District 55, which is made up of all of Hamilton and Franklin counties, and also parts of Story and Wright counties in those elections. So
correct. Yes, it is. Woolstock and Dowes, and kind of cuts up at an angle through Wright County. Mm-hmm. And then it is Story City and Roland. Those are the two sections of Story County.
Bo Claver, my guest on KKWC. So, Bo, all the very best to you.
Thank you very much.